Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Tes in Perakei Tzatzolin. And today we're going to talk about a sugi that comes up here in the Mishnah and these dafim, and that is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. Right, the Mishnah tells us that Nitma Kahal O Rubo, if the entire Am Yisrael becomes Tameh, O Rubo, or the majority of Am Yisrael become Tameh, they are not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. O Shayu Kohanim Tameim, or the Kohanim are Tameh. Vahakal Taharim, even if the Kal is Tar, but there are no Kohanim. Yasu betoma, they should do the Karban Pesach betoma. Rashi, afilu tmein yechidin, even if there are the tmeim are yechidin to ha Pesach to tahorin gufei betoma asi mishum kohanim. So they, because most is are tame, so whether it's Bnei Yisrael or it's the Kohanim, so they do a Petumah. Nitma miyut hakol, but if only the miyut of the kol becomes Tameh ha-Tahorin osinas ha-Rishon, then the Tahorin, the majority, do the Rishon, ha-Tmein osinas ha-Sheni, and the Tmeim do Pesach Sheni. So details of Rov and miyut, and the Gemara goes into different details, and even on the on Amabes, Ayatas Amabes, about what if it's almost half and half, and the women are Mashlim, and the women are Mashlim to make it half, or the Mashlim to make it majority. That's the discussion on this daf, as we have these dafim. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tumura that the difference between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Sibur, or maybe not Yachid and Tzibur, but something even more specific, is whether it's brought Petumah. Right? This is the first Mishnah in the second parak of Tumura. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Yesh Bekarbonus Yachid Shein Bekarbonus HaTzibur. Yesh Bekarbonus HaTzibur Shein Bekarbonus HaYachid. Karban Tzibur, Karban Yachid each have their own characters and their own attributes. Shekarbonus HaYachid Oset Tumura. That's why this is in this Pesachta. A Karban Yachid, you can make a Tumura if I want to switch. Ve'ein Karbonus HaTzibur Oset Tumura. If I want to be Mamir, a substitute for a carbon seber, that does not work. Carbon is a yachid, noah goes bain zachar bin akevis. Carbon yachid, zachar nekev. You can bring an ola as a carbon yachid, that's a zachar. You can bring a chatas as a carbon yachid, that's a nekeva. For carbon is a seber, a noah gin elab zacharim. Carbon and seber are only zacharim. Why? Because Rashi says rov olos. Rov olos. What do you mean rov olos? Are they all? So the kifsi atzeres on shvuas, that's not. And in Olas, that's a shlamim, the only shlamim, that's a tzibur. Karban is yachid, chayav amachri yusam, ubachrayis niskeyem. Karban is yachid, you're chayav in the achrayis, to make sure that if something happens to them, you're responsible. Karban is a tzibur, ain't chayav amachri yusam, ubachrayis niskeyem. Aval chayav amachrayis niskeyem, mishikar vazevach. Fine, that's all yachid versus tzibur. Now, yish karban is tzibur, mashim, karban is a yachid. Shakarban is a tzibur, dochin es a shabbos, ve es a tuma. Karban tzibur is doch a shabbos, and is doche tuma. For carbon yachid ain't an doche loas a shabbos loas a tuma. And carbon is yachid are not doche shabbos or tuma. Amar Rabbi Meir. Meir says back to the Tanakam of Alo chavite kohen gadol uparshal yom kippurim. Carbon is a yachid heim. The kohen gadol brings the chavitin twice a day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So isn't that a carbon yachid? It's the kohen gadol's. For carbon parshal yom kippurim, right? And the power of yom kippur, carbon is a yachid heim. Doche loas a shabbos loas a tuma. And those are docha also. So El or Meir says, really, it's not a different, not an issue of Yachid versus Sibur. El Shezmano Kavua. It means the Zman is Kavua. So Chaviti Kohen Gadol and Par Yom Kippur, that's also Zmano Kavua, even though it's Karban Yachid, but those will be docha. Rashi, Zmano Kavua, Klomar, Ein Atam Talui Ela Bikvius Zman. Right, the Iker is the Kfiyus Man. Osam Shezmanam Kavua. Shem Avar Azman Ein Lem Tashlumin. Dochin Shabbos V'tumah. Afilu D'yachid. V'chosh Ein Lem Kavua Zman Kavua Einam Dochin Shabbos V'tumah. V'afilu D'tzibur. Kugon Paralel Davar Shal Tzibur. V'siri Avodas Kochavim. Right, Paralel Davar Shal Tzibur, where most of the Tzibur did an Aver B'shogig based on the Psak of the Bezdin. So that's a Karbet Tzibur, but it's not Dochin Shabbos V'tumah, because Yesh Lo Tashlumin. Right, you could do it another day. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, where the Rambam says right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, really, Kuli Amma agreed to Rabbi Meir. Maybe this is what the Tanakhama meant, but the Rambam says here, Vatam Shadasan Rabbi Meir, Hutam Amiti Vishagur, V'ein Cholek Alzeh. That is the key reason. It's Amiti Vishagur, and nobody argues. And that's what the Rambam says, and also in Hilchas B'yas Mikdash, where the Rambam discusses this Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Dechuya B'tzibur. Let me just find it. The Rambam says in B'yas Mikdash, Perek, Dalid, Halacha Tes, Kol Karben Shein Kavua Lo Zman, he just quotes from Meir's Svara, Any carbon that's not kavua lo zman ain't a docha lo zah Shabbos lo zah tuma. Shem lo yikrav hayom yikrav lamachar ulamachar machar. Right, you can just push it off to the next time. Chol carbon she kavua lo zman bain carbon tzibur bain carbon yachid. Right, even a carbon yachid, like the Mishnah said, par of Yom Kippur or the Chavidi Kohen Gadol doche zah Shabbos doche zah tuma. V'lo kol atumos hu doche el atumas hameis levada. Just tumas meis. That is the Rambam quoting this, so this Mishnah. So, again, an example. We had a couple of days ago, we had the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis about carbon chagiga. The Mishnah said, Chamisha Dvarim Boim Betuma Veinachalon Betuma. There are five things that are brought Betuma because they're Docha, but they're not eaten Betuma. Omer Shdi Alechem, Lechem Apanim, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, and Tzirei Rashi Chadashim, right? Those are Kavuazman and happen to be carbon tzibur. HaPesach, even nechal betumah. Shlobah b'tchasso elo achila. But the Gemara says, chamisha lemutei mai. Those five things are boim betumah. What is the number five excluding? Lemutei chagigas chamisha asar. That's coming to exclude the chagiga that's brought on the first day of Yontif. The salkadai the chamina kiva, the carbon tzibur, who, since it's a carbon tzibur. What do you mean it's a carbon tzibur? Chagiga is a carbon tzibur? Not exactly a carbon tzibur. Rashi quotes, everybody brings it, and that's why it's called a carbon tzibur. That's an interesting topic, not for now. Afagav to call yachid v'yachid mechayev, even though every yachid has to bring the carbon chagiga, kari le carbon tzibur, mishim da'asya b'chnufya, because it comes gathered together, ba'asifas chaverim beregel. Right, it's all together, right, quoting a Gemara in Meseches Yuma. But the Gemara says, you might have thought, since the Chagiga is a carbon tzibur, v'kevia le'moed tidchi tumah, so it should be pushed, it should be docha tumah also, kamash malan, kivan d'islay tashlumen kal shiva, lo dachi Shabbos. Since it has tashlumen, you can bring the Chagiga any day of the week, even Shavuos, you can bring it for a week after Shavuos, lo dachi Shabbos, so it's not docha Shabbos, because it has tashlumen. Umi the Shabbos, lo dachi tumah, since it's not docha Shabbos, it's also not doche tuma. That is the girsa that we have. That's the girsa that Rashi has of tashlumen kol shiva. He calls the gemara chagiga. The chagosim also chag lashem shivas yamim. Tosfos here does not have that girsa of isla tashlumen. Right here on ayin vav mabeis, Tosfos says velo garas kiva disle tashlumen. That's not the real reason that it's doche. Elasha tam toli sheena tam toli bekach. That's not it. Til el paragelu dvarim yalfida delo dachi Shabbos mivachagosem. It's a pasuk, right? And Rashi quotes that pasuk. Rashi and our girsa gives the svara that pasuk is based on the svara that there is tashlumen. But Tosfos said no, it's not tali. And then Tosfos said number one is based on the pasuk. The od pesach nami isle tashlumen v'sheini v'dachi tuma. Carbon pesach itself has tashlumen. That's an interesting. Is it that called tashlumen? That's a real machlokas tanoim. Later on in the ninth parak, but Tosfos says Pesach has lemaisa tashlumen. There's another chance to do it, and yet it's docha. Va'od chagigas tesvav ikalamanda amar bepirkei delesla tashlumen. And there is a day later on that there is no tashlumen vel chagigas tesvav. V'tumas bailim shem nitmu bailim biyom tesvav v'lo chazu biyom kfias right, there is a tashlumen. So again, it could be Pesach has tashlumen and it is docha. It could be the Chagiga does not have tashlumen and it isn't docha. So Tosfos says, I don't think that's the correct girsa. Again, so either it's based on the fact that there is tashlumen or it's based on Xeris HaKasav. The Menachas Chinuch also emphasizes in Mitzvah Peches that it's Xeris HaKasav, not Dafka, because of the tashlumen. The question is, though, lemais, like the Rambam says, and the based on the Mishnah, it seems to be going zmana kavua, ain't zmana kavua. That's the din, zmana kavua or not. So why is it called that tuma dechuya hurcha b'tzibur? Should be tuma dechuya b'davar shekavua lazman. Not the din in tzibur. Right, there are some tzibur, like we noted, some tzibur karbanos that are not docha tuma, right? Parhalam davar shel tzibur, and there are some carbon yachis that are. So the Taras Chatos in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, says Taras Chaim. Taras Chaim says because most carbon tzibur's are kavua lamizban. So most of the time it goes like that. There are a few exceptions to the rule, but that's what the Gemara calls it. Okay, so we know there is a machlokas tanoim whether tuma is dechuya or chutra b'tzibur. This din that we have been talking about, whether the tuma is pushed aside, it still exists and it's pushed aside, it's what we call dechuya or chutra. Rabbi Yehuda in Yuma Dav Zayin, Zayin Dechess, that's where the sugi is in Meseches Yuma, holds chutra. The Gemara here on Daf Ayin Zayin that we had 2 days ago seems to say that it is a machlokas chutra dechuya. What exactly does dechuya mean? Right, it's allowed. Right, you're allowed to do it. It's kavu azman. So Rashi says in a few places. I'll read you one place. Rashi says in Yuma on Daf Memvav, says Rashi, what does it mean to chuya? Bikoshi hutru. With difficulty it's hutar. V'chol kama de'efsher mahadrina na tahorim. It's with difficulty. There's still an iser, but, you know, the Torah says to do it, but it's really not such a great thing, right, that we have to do it. We do it, because that's what the halacha is, but it's not a heter gomer. We try to do our best to do it b'tara. The Rambam in B'as Mikdash also, in the same parak that we mentioned earlier, mentions this a couple of halachas later, in parak Dalet halacha, tesvav. Tezvav. Umibrei ma tahor machazun ala tahorim mi beisav acher. Let's just do the previous Rambam. The Rambam says, Hayomiksas, based on our Gemara on today's daf, Hayomiksa beisav tameim umiksasim tahorim, the beisav that's supposed to work in the base of Mikdash that day, what if some are tameim, some are tahor, afa bisha ruban tameim meis, even if most of them are tameim meis, that's not tumma dechuya. Lo yakrivu el ha-tahorim. Just let the tahorim of the beisav be makriv. Hayakol beisav tamei meis, yavyu beisav acher. Right, the whole mishmar is there for the week. So if the beisav that's supposed to do Tuesday is tamei, so get the beisav that was supposed to do Wednesday. Haisa kol ha-mishmara tamei meis. If the whole mishmar was tamei meis, mechazron al-mishmar acheris. Look for another mishmar if they happen to be around. Im hayu rov ha-kohanim ha-nimsoim sham b'Yerushalayim v'zman ha-kavua tameim yasu betumah. Interesting shita, not for now. The Rama goes by the Kohanim that are Nimsa in Yerushalayim, right? Not Mishmaros that are outside. That's the Rambam. So why is it? Why do you look for Tahorim in another Beisav, or let's just say it, in another Mishmar? Mipnesha Tuma lo hucha b'tzibur, says the Rambam. Ella b'isura omedes. It's still b'isur. V'dechuya hi atam ibnei adchak. It's the isur, the concept of tumah is still there b'yisro medes, and it's pushed aside because of tchak. Vein dochin kol davar anidche el b'makam she'i efshar ubebnei zetzri chatzitz l'ratzos aleha. Right, that's the one nafkamina that we'll talk about. But that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Radvaz here, the Radvaz talks about since kiva the tumah dechuya hiv lo hutra filu hecha the rov kohanim tumayim yasu osa hamir atarim. Why by rov kohanim? Why is that good enough? Right, just use miut kohanim. So he goes into v'yesh lomar dekayim lo mechal duchte ruba kakulo dechziv hagoy kulo laficha chashvin and kiilu kol anoam kohanim tameim v'yasu betuma v'yisasku batorim v'tameim ke'achas. So even if only rov kohanim, that's a big discussion in the Rambam, even rov kohanim are going to be enough. But this is the what we paskin dechuya, that it's still be'isser omedes, and we try to do what we can to minimize. Tosfos in Maseches Yuma on Daf Zayin says that even if dechuya hi betzibur, you're supposed to look for tahorim, what if we did it? What if we did it, if they did the avoda with the tmeim? Tosfos says, b'dievet, it'll be okay. Al karchach, Zayin amen aleph in Yuma dir maskul dam. Al karchach lo pligi ela ahadure atahorin kodem akravas akarban. Avalim kfar karav akarban baha lo pligi. There's no machlokas. And the Achronim wonder, why is that? If we hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and the Isser still exists, and we're supposed to try to get Kohanim Tahorim, so why would it be okay with the Eved? We should say, it's Asur, it's still Tamei, and we didn't want them to do it, and it's just like, you know, there's you're not allowed to do it, right? The Isser still exists. Why should it be so? Just two, maybe one, we'll start off with one, with a Machlokas, one formulation, Rav Isser Zalman in the Evin Azel, in the Hashmatos to B'as Mikdash, it's on page Peites, says the Evan Azal, really, mitzad every Kohen, let's say the Kohen, one of the Kohenim are Tameh, he has a chiyuv to do the Avodah, even though he's Tameh, but the concept of Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur means he has a chiyuv. What, you want somebody else to do it? Okay, but then that's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, like we know by Asi Docha Lo Sasei. That doesn't apply if Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. But here it's not Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, mitzad the Kohen himself. It's only Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, mitzad the whole group. Mitzad, what Rav Isser Zalman calls the Rosh Beis Av. So, Madam Rinan Haim Efshar La Du Rezil Rak Din Al Rosh Hamishbar O Rosh Beis Av. De Hechi De Efshar Lo Litain Avoda La Kohen Tor, Ein Lo Litain Avoda La Kohen Tame. De Lagabe Iker Hakravas Akarban Ari Efshar La Kaim Shteim, in a more general sense. But Mitzad, each Kohen, he has the Heter. He has the Heter. The time of the Nitche Isser Tuma Amkein Mitzvah Kol Oin Lahak Kohen Kohen Lahakriv. So says Rabbi Zalman, every Kohen has the allowance. Okay, you should try to find Tahorim. But once you say Dechuya, once you say the majority of Kohenim, let's say, are Tameh, still, we'll try to find Tahorim, but if not, you already have the allowance regarding that kohen. A different nusach, if you look in the Mikdash David, he has a different nusach regarding Tuma Dechuyi B'tzibur. It's not based, let me just read it, in Simen Chavav. Simen Chavav, he talks about Nehi. He quotes from the Rambam that we just read that if all the mishmar is tummy, you try to find another mishmar. Yesh la yein bazeh. The kivan the nehid the tuma dechuyu mikal makam kivan the avodim utelas al also beisav mashayach efshal akayim shneim. This beisav is supposed to do it today, so they're tummy. So why do you go to another one? The kivan to al misha mutal achiyev e efshal akayim shneim. Regarding the one who's supposed to do it, e efshal akayim shneim. That's why Rabbi Rissa Zalman said that's why b'di'evit it's okay because it's really it's their chiyev. And his focus was, why should it be good with the Evan? The Mikdash David is coming at it from a different perspective. Why do you even have to look for other people? Right? Because it's EF to Lakayim Shneim regarding this space off. Umuchach mizeh, what do you see from here? It must be different than Rabbi versus Zalman. That you don't look at it as the chova of each kohen. Midema de carbon seber doche tuma, ein ze hachiv shall hakoanim la hakrivo doche zatuma. Ela hachov shall habailim, da hainu shall hatsibur, who should doche zatuma. Vixeris akasev, who da hudcha tuma eitzal hakoan, bishal chavaso shall hatsibur. If it was a chov mitzad each and every kohen, then you wouldn't even look. This Pesav has to do it. Their tame, okay, to do a patuma. The fact that you have to look for other batayavos means there's a more general chiv that's in place here. It's the chova of the tzibur. They're the bailim. The imkein kiva the kol tchias atuma who bishvil chiva bailim kol efshar la habailim la soso ide koanim tahorim afilu mi mishmar acher lo dachi tuma. Right, and therefore, you look at it from the Bialim, the Tzibur's perspective, and from the Tzibur's perspective, you can still find Tahorim. And he says maybe that's also why Rashi in Meseches Yuma says that only Shechita and Zrika are Doche Tuma, and not Haktaras Emurin. Why? Because once Shechita and Zrika are done, then the Bialim are finished. Haktaras Emurin has to do with the Kohanim, not to do with the Bialim. So that's why. It's not Mitzah the Kohanim. It's Mitzah the Bialim. Kiva the Shesh Doche Tuma who Rachi of Bialim Mkein Zel Lo Shach Rak Mishchit of Zrika. Avalach Zrika, Kiva Shis Kapru Bialim, Niftura Bialim, Vahochulohem, Vesulo Rami Chiyuv ala Bialim Klau, Vakhtar Simur and Rachi of ala Koanim, Venchi of Zedoche Tuma. So two formulations in the Achronim. What is the mechanism that's being Doche the Tuma here? Is it the Chova in each of every Kohen? And there has to be a separate Chova on the Rosh HaMishmar in order to find Tahorim. Or no, the fact that you have to look for more, means that it's a chov on the tzibur itself. According to the Mikdash David, you'd have to say, okay, so why is it then the Mishnah, the Tosfos and Yuma Dav Zayin? If it's a chov on the tzibur, so why would it be good b'di'evit? Why would the carbon be kosher in that case if the kohanim tmeim did it? So if you look in the Masifta, he quotes on quotes regarding. This issue that it could be when we say tuma hutra or dechuyi b'tzibur, there are really two chidushim. There are really two chidushim. The bechol dechias atuma yishne chidushim. Number one, dechias iser tuma. Number two, hechsher karban. It's doing the avoda lechadchila and whether the karban is going to be kosher. She tami she oved avodasu psula. Usually a tami that is oved, the avoda is possible. But tzibur hechshira hatorah. And once Bitzibur and by a carbon shekavuolas man, we say it's kosher. The yesh lomar shekol ma she b'tchuyet tzorach lachzer acher kohen acher. The fact that you have to look after, try to find other kohenim when there's tuma zeu rak machmas iser hakrava b'tuma she bezeh haklav b'chol haTorah b'chol makom she iser nitche im efshar lasos b'li tchias iser osim mitzad the kohenim doing the avoda. That's when one has to try to efshar to find Torah. Avalgabe hechsher haavoda, but regarding the carbon mitzad the hechsher avoda. Once you say tuma dechuyu or hercha b'tzibur, it's kosher. Period. Kivan sheroim sha Torah hechshira kohen tamei b'karben tzibur lo shach lechalik beinim yish kohen acher alo mitzad the avod of the kohen it can be mechalik, but mitzad the carbon it shouldn't make a difference. Kivan shezeo be'etzem adin she kohen tamei kasha l'avod of tzibur, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference whether it's lechachila or b'di'evet. If the kohen tamei do it, it would be okay. Okay, good. Many nafkaminas, some mentioned in the Gemara, some mentioned in the Rishonim, about Tuma Dechuya or Hercha B'tzibur. So the most famous one we've just been talking about is, do we have to try to search after Tahorim? If you say Tuma Hercha B'tzibur, just bring it the ones that are here. Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, then obviously we would look for others. If the carbon became tummy, do you try to find another one? That's the Gemara in Yuma Dav Zayin. What happens if Nitma Hadam? This is what we referred to earlier. If the dam became tame, do we need ritzui tzitz for the heksher carbon? right? Meaning in machlokas, whether the tzitz has to be worn by the Kohen Gadol to achieve the ritzui, or just has to exist and it can't be broken or lost. So, do you need ritzui tzitz? That was the Rambam we just read earlier. Because we hold dechuya b'tzibur, that's why we need the ritzui tzitz. Right? The Rambam says, lafitza u'mepezet tzvicha tzitz l'ratzo saleha. You need ritzui tzitz if it's because it's still tumah. The isra still exists, so the tzitz is maratze. Or the Mishnah in Para, in the third parak, talks about that we, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, were maza on him every three and the three and seventh day, because we want to make sure, just in case he has some tumah that he doesn't know about, so we're taking care of it. And the Gemara says that's only lamanda amar dechuya hibetzibur, because just in case, you know, we have to make sure. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis talks about whether we're ma'aber the shana mipnei hatumah. What if, we work it out, the Nasi is on his deathbed, or some other reason why all of Klal Yisrael, and they foresee all of Klal Yisrael are going to be Tameh unless they're Ma'aber. So that's a Machlokas. The Gemara says, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashana Lo B'Shvias Lo Mosei Shvias V'Chulu, and then it says, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashana Mebnei HaTumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. So what's that about? So the Gemara, Rashi explains. Maybe it's totally on Dechuya B'Tzibur. Rashi says, and the Gemara says, Tuchi b'tzibur, Rashi says, there also, klomer, b'koshi yuhutra atumah b'tzibur, chalkama d'efshal aduri la'asosa b'tara madrinam, v'lakach ma'abrin, k'dei sheyasu b'tara. So again, another machlokas, again, many others. The Gemara talks about shviras etzem. We'll get to that by the Shem on Daf Pedalet. Whether there's an isra to break the bones of the current Pesach haba b'tumah. Machlokas if there's malchus or not, and that could be within the discussion also of dechuya. Rashi says there, if it's dechuya, then it's not a heter gamur, right? The carbon's really puzzle, but you're allowed to do it. So that's where there wouldn't be an iser of shviras etzem. But if it's hutra, then maybe this is a carbon that's ki'ilu istar. And if ilu istar, then there will be an iser of shviras etzem there. One final point, the Rambam, in Ilcha Shabbos, the Rambam, as other Mefarshim also, borrow the Lashonos of Dechuya in other contexts. The Gemara only has it by Tumah Hutra or Dechuya Betzibur. But what about Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos? So that's where the Poskim also say Hutra and Dechuya. It's not in the Gemara. The Rambam says, Dechuya hi Shabbos Yisrael Sakranis Lefashos, Kishar Kala Mitzvahs. Shabbos is pushed away, just like all other mitzvahs are pushed away, Mishum Sakranis Lefashos Pikuach Nefesh. So it's a question, whether the Rambam really means dechuya here in the formal sense of dechuya as opposed to hutra, or the Rambam just uses the lashon of it's pushed aside. The Gemara doesn't talk about hutra dechuya here. So the Rambam just says dechuya, you know, Shabbos is pushed away. The Kesef Mishnah assumes it's literal. He says, Umashma, and the Rambam must hold dechuya here by Shabbos because he holds dechuya by Tumah. And therefore, we hold dechuya here as well by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Look in the Ran in Meseches Beitzah, he also assumes literally dechuya as compared to, let's say, ochel nefesh b'yantif, which is hutra. Ochel nefesh versus pikuach nefesh. And that's a chilek regarding a ribi b'shiurin that Ran discusses. Either way, this is some of the ideas relating to tumah, hutra, and dechuya. Bitsiber, we'll stop here.